Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, on the next Leonard Lopate show, Joan Didion. She'll discuss Blue Nights, her new memoir about losing her daughter shortly after her husband's death, which she wrote so famously about. Plus, Michael Pollan talks about the new illustrated edition of his book, Food Rules, today at noon on 93.9 FM and AM 820 WNYC. And now we turn from the political art project that is legislative redistricting to a young urban arts competition where the canvas is the postcard, Curate NYC, co-produced by Full Spectrum Experience and the New York City Economic Development Corporation. It takes submissions from visual artists and displays the winner's work on museum-quality postcards in both live and online galleries. And after a successful inaugural competition last year, the scope of the exhibition has increased. So here to talk about year two of Curate NYC and how you can compete, artists out there, are Full Spectrum co-founders Danny Simmons and Brian Tate. Danny and Brian, welcome back to WNYC.
Hey, Brian, what's happening?
We're delighted to be back.
The winning entries to Curate NYC, which can be sculptures, drawings, paintings, other kinds of visual art, Brian, displayed on postcards. Why postcards?
Well, postcards look great, for one thing. But the original idea was last year that we could actually exhibit more work that way. By showing them as postcards. And, of course, once they're up on the wall, they just look phenomenal. But one thing I'll say is that we've expanded this year's platform to include exhibitions of actual work. So in addition to the – so we've got a great panel of judges who are going to look at every image, really top curators. And when their ranking is through, the top 150 will be selected for postcard exhibition at Rush Arts Gallery in Chelsea. But we've also recruited five galleries, one per borough, to each curate and organize their own shows of actual work of curate entries.
One per borough, so it's a real citywide thing. Mm-hmm. We'll tell people in a minute how they can enter. Danny, maybe you should talk a little bit about some of last year's winners, because we had you guys on, you know, like at this point last year when the contest was being promoted and there was a call for entries. Tell people who won last year to give an idea of the kinds of things that worked well displayed on a postcard or for whatever other reasons the judges selected them.
All types of things work well on postcards. I was surprised to say. You know, we had 150 winners. Who comes to mind right now is Kate Favo, who has a wonderful project that's going on right now. She's trying to document and paint every school child in New York City. And so she has about 2,000. So I think they're born in a million school children. So she's going around to different schools. We had a lot of photographs that came in last year.
Amy Touchette comes to mind. Ocean Morissette. There were a lot of people.
Since you mentioned Kate Favo, I'll take the opportunity to plug my television show tonight, where you and she are coming on, and people are going to be able to see some of that work.
Right.
It's at 7:30 tonight on CUNY TV, Channel 75, in the New York City cable system. But what does the city get out of this, Brian? The city of New York is involved. This is not just artists doing this or the art community doing this. This is seen as economic development officially by the city, right?
Right. Well, actually, the project wouldn't be possible without the partnership of and the support of New York City Economic Development Corporation. And, you know, I think the thing that they would say that they often say is that the arts are an important part of the economy, which is something Danny and I believe wholeheartedly. And, you know, the arts overall is part of what makes New York City a place where people want to visit, people want to live, people want to shop, people want to spend. And it's the artists who live here, we feel, and they do, should be part of that economy in terms of benefiting to it, benefiting from it as well as benefiting to it. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why we wanted to go into this year with exhibitions throughout the boroughs as a way to drive foot traffic and spin off commerce to those neighborhoods and those galleries across New York City.
But also, you know, Mayor Bloomberg really has a great love for the arts. I went to the Arts and Cultural Awards last year, and, he gives a lot of his personal money to the arts. And so he wants to see the arts thrive in New York City. And this is one of his initiatives. It comes through the Economic Development Corp, but it really comes out of the mayor's office. The mayor wants to see the arts thrive in New York City. He's a great patron of the arts.
And by the way, this is not a winner-take-all competition. I see that you had 150 winners last year, chosen from about 1,200 entries. So your odds are a little better than, say, the New York State Lottery.
Well, no, listen, this year there's going to be a lot more winners. I mean, there'll still be 150 postcards, but it's also juried by the galleries. So we have those five galleries juried. We have 10 other galleries doing online shows, and we have 6 museum curators doing shows also. So a lot of people will get their eyes seen by curators and the public instead of just 150 people.
We actually like to think that everyone's a winner. Last year we had 1,200 entries in 3 weeks. This year we're hoping to match and increase those numbers. But the thing is that the online platform for Curate NYC, where everyone's art is seen, it remains up.
All the submissions.
Yeah, all the submissions are seen with bios for each of the artists. That's an ongoing platform for work to be discovered by curators and art lovers everywhere.
What's that web address?
It's www.curatenyc.org, and that's where people can register and enter the platform. I mean, and we talk about winners, and, people think about winners, did I win, and et cetera. But really, I mean, it's an opportunity to have your work seen by museum curators, by gallery directors, by, people who can help build careers in the arts.
And the public.
Yeah,
a lot of people, after the program and it was over last year, officially over, got shows out of this thing. Mm-hmm. People saw their work on Curate NYC and got contacted to be in different shows around the city.
So whether they had been selected by
or not.
Yeah, for exhibition or not.
What did you learn artistically last year about what's happening in New York based on what kind of art was submitted? Is it possible to, pick out trends?
I don't know if it's possible to pick out trends, but I did notice that that a lot of people were really pushing limits. There wasn't really a whole lot of standard stuff. A lot of people were exploring a whole lot of new boundaries. And artists are really going through a whole lot of different territories. I mean, if you go to the site this year, I was surprised by the amount of sculpture and unusual paintings and unusual voices of expression that people were entering. It's not just the usual portraiture or just usual abstraction. People are taking art to a whole lot of different places that I haven't seen before.
Brian, same question.
Well, I'm thinking that one of the judges said that a lot of the work last year, one of the last year's judges said that the work seemed overall rather moody.
I think she said dark.
Dark. She said dark, yeah. And from the things that I've looked at this year, I would say that it doesn't seem quite so dark. It seems a little more maybe edgy is the way.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah. But, there's an edginess to
that. That might be a reflection of the times. These are difficult times for the arts community. And, it sees a reflection. You can see it in the reflection of what's going on downtown.
I was thinking the same thing, that maybe last year, if the adjective is dark, that people were just down, that the economy is doing what it is to their lives and the lives of other people that they know. Now, Occupy Wall Street is a symbol of things starting to get edgy and fight back in, new kinds of ways, whether people support it or not, fight back in new kinds of ways. And maybe if the art is getting more edgy than dark, that's an example of that too.
Well, that's what I think. I think people are really saying, well, listen, we have to take control of this and, not to let it affect how we move through our worlds. And so I think people are putting a little more hope into their work, a little more of themselves into it, and not really being introspective about how outside forces are really affecting them.
But I'll tell you also, the three goals that we set out with for this year, as did our friends at EDC, is to increase exposure, increase a sense of community, and also increase career opportunities for visual artists in New York City. And I was mentioning to Danny on the way up that I read a thing in the Times a couple of days ago that said that artists were among the highest paid professionals in the U.S. after, you know, doctors or lawyers or something.
And he just got a big laugh out of
it. Yeah, and we were like, what, really?
Chiefs? He just got a big laugh out of the thousands of starving artists in our audience.
Now that was my response when he told me that.
It was kind of my response reading it. But there was a caveat that this included, you know, movie industry people and, you know, comic book industry people and so forth. Because I can tell you that, you know, artists put a lot into the economy and put a lot into what makes the city great, which is recognized by the city, thank goodness. But in terms of an economic piece, you know, we just want to do whatever we can to help create new opportunity for all of the artists who come to the site.
Which is one of the reasons why we came up with the idea of creating an e-store that's going to be related to our website, so that the artists will have opportunities really to sell their work immediately online.
Oh, that's really great.
Yeah.
The postcards, just like people might buy museum quality postcards on their way out at the gift shop of a museum?
No. We're going to put actual work for sale on the website.
Uh-huh, so the original works.
Yeah, so people can say, I want that piece, and they connect with us and the artists, and they are able to buy that piece. The postcards are not for sale.
Yeah, the postcards are for exhibition, and we regard them rather highfalutinly as pieces
of art.
So there's, you know,
they are. I mean,
yes,
some people may know, some people may not know. That's a thing in the art world. Last few years already, right?
Yeah,
postcard art.
Sure. I was in a project years ago with the Studio Museum where they created postcards. I'd go out and create a piece of artwork, and they had this postcard project out, and they would put postcards up in the Studio Museum in Harlem. So
yeah,
you know,
and Visual Aid does a great postcard thing every year.
Right.
But I mean, but again, this year for the galleries around the borough that are participating with live exhibitions, they will look at all of the work on the site, and then they will select pieces for actual exhibition. So if they select a sculpture, it won't be to exhibit a postcard of the sculpture. It will be to exhibit the actual sculpture.
Yeah. And just so people know where they will be, I've got the list here.
Oh, good.
the participating galleries are the Bill Hodges Gallery in Manhattan, Art at Bay on Staten Island, Longwood Art Gallery at Ostost in the Bronx, Like the Spice in Brooklyn, and Crossing Art in Queens. And I don't have all those addresses, but those are the galleries in each borough.
They've all been great partners so far.
Now, in addition to that, there are eight additional galleries that will be curating and organizing online shows. And these galleries are also from across the boroughs. I would name them all, but I'll probably omit someone. But all of that information is at the website.
Those are, by the way, the ones I just listed are the participating galleries for the actual art. The postcard exhibit will be at the Rush Arts Gallery and Resource Center in Manhattan once the winners are announced, from December 1st through December 10th.
Right.
So a month from right now. And we've got about a minute left, so why don't you tell people one more time, the artists especially listening right now, how they can compete in this second annual postcard art project.
You go to www.curatenyc.org, click on register and enter, and you follow the steps there.
Steps and instructions.
Follow the steps and instructions, and if you need any help, then click on the how-to link, which has great instructions. And the deadline for entries is November 8th at 12 midnight. And up through that point, there are advanced curatorial reviews by museum curators who are also looking at all of the work. And it's free. Everything's free.
Danny Simmons and Brian Tate are co-founders of the group Full Spectrum Experience, which is producing this Curate NYC contest along with the New York City Economic Development Corporation. Yeah, artists are one of the highest paid sectors. I guess if you take Kanye West and Justin Bieber and average them in with everybody else.
With me.
Right.
Good luck. Great project. Thank you very much.
Cool.
Thank you.
From
there
on WNYC.